clip it.
Time for the word of the day. It's Friday, so we're going to have Nikki deliver the word this morning and say hello to Dr. Wayne Pond. How's it going?
Hey, guys. This is the morning that I look forward to. Ron says he gets all juiced up for my word of the day. This is my day to get juiced up for Nikki's flipping. Hey, guys. What's happening?
Well, I found a fun word today because it just, you know, I was just flipping through them all like I do on Fridays, as you know. And I found this one just
all
because...
All the words. just perusing.
Yep. I just loved this one just because... of the definition. It just made me laugh. So here we go. The word of the day is arenaceous. Arenaceous.
Spell it, please.
I will spell it for you. It's E-R-I-N-A-C-E-O-U-S. Arenaceous.
Nikki, bullseye. I pride myself on the vocabulary end of things. How about you? Brother,
this is a first for me. This is the first time running across this one in the wild, I believe.
You're gonna love it. It's arenaceous, just so you know. Here we go. It refers to something or someone who resembles a hedgehog.
Well, I'm glad I've never been called that one before, then, I guess, if that was.
Have you ever seen anyone that resembles a hedgehog before? I can't say I have.
Do we need to name names when we nominate our candidates?
I didn't even know it was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing. But it is enough to have a word named up after it. So, arenaceous.
All right, one.
Something
one
or
more
someone.
Time on the one more time on the spelling, Nikki.
You got
I
it.
I want to write this down.
E-R-I-N. A-C-E-O-U-S. Arenaceous. Something or someone who resembles a hedgehog.
Double dandy, triple peachy keen word. I love it.
Well, you can take that one with you, Dr. Pond. We appreciate you.
Let's all avoid looking in the mirror for the next 30 minutes.
And hope you're not arenaceous.
Yeah. You got it.
There you go.
Happy Friday.
Y'all stay safe down there, Dr. Pond, with all this weather coming in. Thanks for joining us this morning.